group. And then at 5:05, Mark Hutchison will join us. He is the former lieutenant governor, founding partner for Hutchison Stephan. He'll be arguing before the state Supreme Court next week, April 7th, on behalf of Stavros Anthony. This is going to be important. If he can argue and get the court to rule for Stavros Anthony, we'll end up with a Republican on the county commission, which we don't have now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We got a full plate going forward here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered flags flown at half-staff in the wake of today's attack on U.S. Capitol Police. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
In a statement, Speaker Pelosi said America's heart has been broken after a man first ran over two Capitol police officers while ramming his car into a barricade, then was shot by police when he exited the vehicle wielding a knife. Authorities say the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism. The slain officer was identified as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. The suspect, who was shot and killed, has been identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. Bob Agnew reporting.
Add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can enjoy again, according to new U.S. guidance issued today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting tested for the coronavirus or going into quarantine afterward. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should still stay close to home when possible.
While we believe that fully vaccinated people can travel at low risk to themselves, CDC is not recommending travel at this time due to the rising number of cases.
More testimony at the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd today. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, head of the homicide unit, tells prosecutor Matthew Frank kneeling on the neck of a prone handcuffed suspect is not a technique officers are trained to use.
What level of force might that be?
That would be the top tier, the deadly force.
Why?
Because of the fact that if your knee is on a person's neck, that can kill him.
That audio courtesy Court TV. No Wall Street numbers today because of the Good Friday commemoration. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 411-411 to find out how. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The state of Nevada is expected to get nearly $3 billion from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Package, with Clark County receiving $439 million. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says the new funding will help his department fill a $20 million budget shortfall and avoid layoffs. Governor Sisolak has just released his spending plans for the state's $2.9 billion in relief funding, calling for the strengthening of the state's social safety nets. A federal audit claims Sunrise Hospital improperly billed Medicare for more than $23 million, and now the feds want the money back. The report says Sunrise billed Medicare for unnecessary inpatient visits and for treatments which were not reasonable and necessary. Sunrise officials dispute the report's findings and say that they will appeal that decision, a process which could take several years. Well, we could be enduring some record heat as the kids hunt for Easter eggs this weekend. The National Weather Service forecasts weekend highs about 15 degrees above normal. Tomorrow's projected high of 91 would tie the record on April 3rd, which was hit in 1961. Easter Sunday's 91 degree forecast would only be 3 degrees off the record.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We got some heavy volumes right now, especially through the resort corridor. 415 northbound at Sahara, 15 south at Russell. Also, there's lane restrictions causing bumper-to-bumper conditions. Interstate 11 northbound, that's at Greenway, and Interstate 15 north at Lamb.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Good Friday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. And joining us now, I'm always, always happy when he stops by. My buddy Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and he joins us. Pat, how you doing, my friend?
You know, it's Easter weekend. You know, a lot to be thankful for.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And by the way, we had another attack on our Capitol. This a one car job. I don't. Every day you don't expect something bizarre to happen. But it seems like more days than not, we got weird, odd stuff. Three attacks over the course of a couple of weeks. Atlanta, Boulder, Colorado, and now in our nation's capital. What do you make of this? Is this just the coarseness of our society that we, I guess we just have to get used to it?
Well, I'm interested to see how the news portrays this individual today, because he's a Nation of Islam follower, and he's definitely not a Trump follower. The guy that pulled off the shooting up in Colorado is of Syrian nature, so I don't know if he's Islamic or not, but he also is not a Trump follower. And maybe it's time for us to be a little more, use more intelligence in how we open up our borders and just allow people to come in the United States without giving them a true screening. I think the ignorance of the current administration from top to bottom is really, it's really alarming. And what just happened today, this is unbelievable. In fact, my understanding, this is only the second time the Capitol Police have ever had to shoot anybody in their history. And this,
is that
and
right?
This is getting out of hand.
Wow. I had no idea. I had no idea. And obviously the attacker died at the hospital. So, yeah, I mean, it's just sad all the way around. And we lose another member of the Capitol Police, which is incredibly sad. Families whose lives have been changed forever. You just hate that. My question, do you ever worry, and I know you've spent a lot of time up in Carson City, do you ever worry about the security at our state's capital as opposed to the nation's capital?
You know, it's funny. Never did I give it a thought. I mean, you know, I've visited there many a time. Obviously, COVID the last 2 years has changed a lot of things, but you never really give that a thought. I mean, I actually been to D.C. on numerous occasions, and the thought process here is, you know, they're going to probably batten down the hatches. And I would imagine around the country, state capitals, when they're in session, will be doing the same thing. And so this is kind of changing our ideology to a point where it's moving our ideology to a thing that's differently. And it's kind of scary. I mean, it's really alarming, and I'm really worried about it.
I want to ask you, though, about this whole notion of violence in America and people are unhappy. This guy today, the shooter today, thought that he was a victim of the CIA and the FBI when it comes to mind control. The guy sounds like he was kind of out there. And again, he died. We're not going to be able to talk to him and find out what he was really thinking. But the early indications are that this guy might have been a little bit touched. Again, mental health, you know, is more of a factor than guns or anything like that. Is that something we need to look more at, the whole notion of mental health?
Absolutely. And if you think about it, over the last year, especially with COVID, how many of our youth have taken their own lives? How many people have been battered, whether it be child abuse, spousal abuse, alcoholism, or drugs, because of the fact that we're being confined in our homes? Not everybody's cut out to be imprisoned. And actually, when you're talking about these quarantines, you're actually being imprisoned. So there's the philosophy that is really out there. And unfortunately, our leadership is really turning a blind eye. I mean, let's look at the examples they lead by. I mean, you're letting people in here without checking them properly, and they're saying 10% of the kids or people that are coming in across the border have COVID. Then you look at California, you're teaching immigrants in person, but you're making American students learn by visual through like a Zoom. I mean, what is going on with the United States of America?
No, you're exactly right. One of the things I want to get into, and it kind of dovetails, and that is our schools and our youth. Right now, we are in the second to last day of spring break. They're off again on Monday, come back to school on Tuesday. I don't know who thought this up, but at a time when our kids, even without the pandemic, are down around the bottom of the barrel when it comes to kids nationwide in education, in almost every category, I guess my question is, why let the kids out for spring break? Take them to Disneyland and you know, to skiing and doing different things that people do for spring break. Why are we letting these kids out for 6 days?
You know, the question is, when are we going to stop dumbing down the society? You know, I used to do a sports talk radio show, and any time I would talk about the wussification of our youth, the phone would ring off the hook. And unfortunately, we're brainwashing our children. We don't teach, we preach. And we're making our nation a weaker nation because so many of these kids don't have the ability to think for themselves. I mean, you're taking away 1 or 2 years of a kid's youth. And, you know, they don't have that many years to hang out and play because then, you know, you go to work when you graduate from school, et cetera. So when you're looking at what we've done these last 18 months or you know, 15 months, whatever it is, or going forward, it's really mind-boggling. And I just can't believe I tend to think that there's something here more than we know. I mean, I did the numbers on another show. I think it was on your show the last time I was there. Over the last 15, 20 years, the death rate in the United States is 0.8% every year, including last year. And so with this 500,000 people that died under COVID, and COVID is real. I mean, it's the flu on steroids, no question. I mean, I'm a casualty. But I got to tell you something. You got to start scratching your head and see if the numbers are the same, why are we being restricted in such a dramatic fashion? And then some of the talk is we may have to wear a mask for who knows how much longer. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. It seems to me like they're just trying to control the masses and turn the United States into China, or a communist state.
Let me just ask you. I saw a directive from the governor's office today. The 14-day positivity rate, which back in January was at 21%, is now down below 4.5%. Is it time to finally open up everything?
I would say so. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Everything they're talking about is insane. You know, they're going to have a passport. I mean, you imagine you got to prove to people that you got the shot or you're COVID-free, but you don't need identification to vote. You don't need ID. I mean, isn't that like racism? I mean, isn't that part of the problem that they're saying, oh, you can't have ID because that's a racial motivation? Well, what would you call demanding people to prove they've had the shot or not?
Well, exactly. And the other part of that issue is, you know, the so-called passport, you know, it kind of falls in line with the voter ID that somehow people would be stigmatized. I guess my question is, should we open everything up, though? And I'm talking about brothels. I'm talking about anything that's at 50% goes right to 100%. T-Mobile Arena, fill the place up again. Is it time to finally do that?
You know, I would have to think so. I mean, part of the country seems ready to go. Why not? I mean, why not start doing things, open, get things rolling again, get the people's morale up? Wouldn't that be a real big positive? I mean, I think the United States of America is ready to embrace going back to the norm, you know, people getting together. And, you know, the contradiction recently in the last couple of days over whether to travel or not. First they say it's okay if you had the shot, you could travel, but then they come back to CDC and says, well, we're not embraced, you shouldn't travel. I mean, why shouldn't we see our loved ones? I mean, you know, a lot of things are happening. I mean, I can understand leaving the United States, don't leave the country, but why can't we travel this country? Why
exactly
can't we go from one state to another? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I was just noticing that a bunch of the airlines are reopening new routes, and you know, instead of having 4 trips a day to San Francisco, they're going back to 6 or 7 or 8 a day to San Francisco. They're already starting to do it. I just don't know why the governor doesn't just say, hey, T-Mobile Arena, fill that sucker up. Go Knights, go.
At 65%, I would think.
Well, why even 65%? I mean, the place looks empty now at 15 or 20%. My question is, why not do every other seat? So the 16,000 seat building becomes essentially an 8,000 seat building.
I'm all for it. I think we should. If we could sell it out to some degree. I mean, maybe you know, if four people go together, they can get four seats connected, and then you would space one person over. That would be something to consider as well, right?
Yeah, I would think so. More coming up with Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We're going to talk about life under President Biden when it comes to healthcare. We'll touch on that coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Good Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Pat Casale in the house, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And we've had about, what, 70, 75 days of the Biden administration. Do you have any indication of where he's headed from the standpoint of health care?
Oh, you hit a home run on this one. You ready for this?
What?
So the new rules just came down. I guess the new form of the CARES Act it started yesterday. So let's assume you left your job. You lost your job in December, and you didn't take COBRA. You can now, and it doesn't go retroactive, but it starts from April 1st on through September, and the government's paying 100% for you, your family, all your benefits, whether they're dental, vision, and health insurance. So you don't need to buy health insurance. The government's going to pay for it for you. As long as you aren't terminated for cause and you work for a large employer, you can get benefits from your employer, even though you didn't take them. So it goes back. You're eligible for COBRA for up to 18 months, Kevin. So let's say you lost your job in September of last year. So October, November, December, January, February, March. For the last 6 months, you weren't covered. April 1st, you could have gone on COBRA for the next 12 months and had coverage. You could buy coverage, or at the end of September or October, you could say, I don't want the coverage anymore because I'm not going to pay for it. But the government's actually going to be paying for your coverage. And God knows if they're going to extend it through the end of the year.
And what is it, a gold package, silver?
No, it's not a gold package. If you work for, let's say, the MGM, you have the ability to get COBRA, go back retroactively. I mean, their benefits aren't retroactive, but because you were eligible, you're in that eligibility window, you could actually get on COBRA, and you could put your whole family on, and get coverage would be absolutely 100% paid for by the employer.
For how long?
For the government, through the end of September.
No kidding.
All right, right. Let me tell you something else. And this is where many brokers, we were on a big call the other day. Why aren't you just putting people on the exchange and covering them up for 100%? Because some people are going to go on the insurance just for 4 months and then drop off. And the employers are the ones having to front the money. They get a tax credit.
But
they have to front the money. They're the ones paying for the dependents and the ex-employee. That's really a ballsy move by this administration.
And again, who pays for it?
Well, the employer's laying out the money. The government's going to give them the tax credit to get the money back.
So it's you and me.
Our tax dollars.
It's you and me.
Right, our tax dollars.
Yeah. God, that's incredible. What else do we know about what lies ahead and this CARES Act thing, what it means for consumers?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I mean, right now, based on everything, I was listening to Tucker Carlson last night, or just on the radio today. If you look at the cost of goods right now, they said, we're not going to gouge people, but if you look at the cost, inflation is here. I mean, a bottle of bleach is now $5, when it used to be 99 cents forever. So where does it go from here? Gas prices are up about $1 a gallon now. I mean, where does it go from here? So this administration is doing all these wonderful things, yet how wonderful is it when we have to pay it back? I mean, they're the worst kind of loan shark that you could ever be, that's going to be chasing you. I mean, it's going to get really ugly. I mean, this year is going to be great for the end of the year as far as for the most part with regard to your taxes and your incomes because you're not making any money. But I what's going to happen next year? And will the unemployment numbers continue to improve? You know, the big word was underemployment. People bitching and moaning about not making enough money. Well, if all this inflation happens, going to $15 an hour is not going to help you at all.
Wow. I'll just tell you that this government is giving away more money. They're going to have to eventually start printing more money. I mean, they can't keep just borrowing from Japan or other nations. We're eventually just going to have to print more money, which is going to devalue the money that we have in our pocket right now.
Hyperinflation.
And then comes recession.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, it's funny. If you think about it, I was listening to Bill Maher last Friday, and I'm not a Bill Maher fan, but he discussed what happened in the roaring 20s after the pandemic of 1918, how everything was just rolling. And what happened in 1929? The crash. Well, our stock market right now, anybody could make money. Anybody. The question is, when will the market stop going up? When will the government stop throwing money into the market to stabilize it for their